The Pit of Hell. The Lord led me to a different area outside the gates of the kingdom. We continued to ascend the mountain, and as we climbed higher and higher, the road became rougher and rougher. We hiked along this narrow road for a long time, and it eventually led us through a dark tunnel. When we emerged from the tunnel, I noticed that we had climbed even higher up the hillside. It seemed strange to me that heaven would have such a dark tunnel and a winding, rough road. When we reached the summit, and I looked over the crest of the mountain, I could see fumes and dark smoke rising from a deep pit. It was like the crater of a volcano, and inside I could see flames scorching a multitude of people who were screaming and crying in the kind of agony that only the severely burned truly know. The people were naked, without hair, and standing close to one another, moving like worms, and the flames were scorching their bodies. There was no escape for those who were captured in the pit. Its walls were too deep for them to climb, and hot coals of fire were all around the edges. Even though the Lord did not tell me this, I knew I was standing at the brink of hell. It was even more horrible than the description the Bible gives. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:13-15. Throughout the Gospels and the book of Revelation, Jesus was careful to tell us about the horrors of hell. The flames would leap out unexpectedly from all directions. People would move away, and then, as soon as they seemed to think that they were safe, another fire would burst forth. There was no rest for these unfortunate victims of sin. They were doomed to spend all eternity being scorched and burned as they endeavored to escape the flames of hell. "Who are these people?" I asked.
"My daughter, these people did not know me."
He made this statement with a voice that heaved with grief. I could tell that the Lord was not pleased by the sight in front of us. It bothered him deeply. I knew that he had no control over the destinies of people who deliberately chose to reject him. These were the ones who were writhing in pain and suffering in the pit. I knew two vitally important things that I had to share with others. On one hand, heaven is real. On the other, hell is just as real. I know many people who do not believe in either place, and I knew it would become my mission to show them the reality of the afterlife. I knew my parents had never given their hearts to Jesus, so I began to wonder about them. "Lord, what about my parents?" I asked. "I know they weren't saved, but they were good people."
"I'm sorry, my daughter. There's nothing I can do for those who do not know me."
My Lord Jesus' voice was so sad when he said this. The importance of his words stung me as I realized my mother and father must be among the doomed I was watching in the pit of hell. I sobbed the whole time he showed me these scenes. The Lord touched my head and took my hand, leading me down a dark tunnel, and we emerged on another rough road that ran very far and to the edge of the pit. This mountain road led through tall trees and huge rocks. When we got to the top, I looked out over a brown and lifeless valley. Everywhere there was brown. The whole region seemed to be filled with dead grass. I noticed multitudes of people who were wearing sand-colored robes, roaming aimlessly in the vicinity of the pit's yawning mouth. Their heads were hanging low, and they looked very dejected and hopeless. "Who are these people, Lord?" I asked.
"They are disobedient Christians."
"How long will they have to stay in this barren, lifeless place?"
"Forever, my daughter. The only ones who will enter my kingdom are the pure of heart, my obedient children."
He went on to explain,
"Many who call themselves Christians do not live by my word. And some of them think that going to church once a week is enough. They never read my words, and they pursue worldly things. Some who even know my words never have their hearts with me.
The whole plan and purpose of God was beginning to clarify in my thinking. I remembered how Jesus had warned that it is hard to enter His kingdom, and now I had an inkling of what that meant.
My daughter, my word says that it is hard to enter the kingdom of heaven. But so few really believe this and understand its importance. I am revealing this to you so you can warn them.
He explained. As if to reiterate the importance of his message, the Lord took me to the beautiful castles I had seen earlier. As we got closer to these dwellings, I could see the streets were paved with lustrous gold and that every castle was lavishly decorated with the finest gems. It's true, heaven's streets are paved with solid gold. I longed to go into one of the castles, but the Lord stopped me by saying,
I will take you later.
I was disappointed, but I felt so privileged that I had seen this city where the saints of all the ages will reside together.